Hey everyone! Welcome back to another episode of Following Para Lumen, quote unquote, not your ordinary podcast, where we talk about all things under the sun. I'm your host, Danica Dehuko, competitive coffee drinker, passport stamp collector, and now your new favorite podcast host. Sit back, relax, and let's get the show on the road. Hey everyone, welcome back to Following Para Lumen podcast series, and I'm actually still in the Philippines, kind of stuck in here, but I think it's all good. And for today's episode, we will be talking about a weekend in San Jose del Pacifico. So San Jose del Pacifico is a mountain town in Oaxaca, and I'm going to be joined by my friend Miles, who I actually was with in San Jose del Pacifico. So, hi Miles.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
How are you?
Doing good. Hanging out in Germany, kind of.
Can you like...
studying right now. Yeah, I was in Mexico for like a half a year. Kind of studying too. Mm-hmm. And then we had a bunch of breaks and everything, and then I kind of just... ended up in San Jose de Pacifico without actually planning on it. And met some cool people.
Actually, I also didn't plan on going to San Jose del Pacifico. I was actually kind of fired from my job. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
Well, so, I mean, I wasn't really fired. I actually quit before they fired me. So...
smart move.
Well, I was volunteering at this hostel, and there's this three people who kind of just like were very rowdy, and it was my shift, and they started like smoking in the non-smoking parts, and obviously it was my responsibility, and it was all there in the CCTV, and everybody was like, why did you let them do this? And I was like, it's not my fault technically, but I mean, I can't control everybody, but the owners were pretty pissed, and I was like, yeah, sorry, I'm just gonna leave. And so that's why I went to San Jose del Pacifico. I was supposed to stay in Oaxaca City for like 2 more weeks.
But what was that? A hostel like right in Oaxaca?
Yes, it was a hostel in Oaxaca.
How long did you work there?
Just 2 weeks. I was supposed to stay there for like a month. And then I did the 2 weeks, and then I was supposed to stay for 2 more weeks, but, like, in the middle of the month, this thing happened. And the funny thing was, I ended up going to San Jose del Pacifico with the one guy who was, like, got me almost fired. Remember that Jesus-looking guy? He was one of them.
the Greek guy?
No, he's Canadian. He's French-Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, but yes, he has Greek. Or his parents are Greek or something.
Yes, Yoan, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. Oh, him, you, oh yeah, no, that I would join him. He seems like he knows.
He's really fun. But, like, the funny thing was, he didn't know that happened because of him. I mean, probably no one he listens to.
Oh, it was him smoking.
Yes, with, like, 2 more people, like, an American guy and a Dutch girl. And they were, like, trying to get it on with this Dutch girl. And, I was like, guys, it's like way past the curfew time, and you guys really should like go back to your dorms and like, I don't know, chill the fuck out. But they're like, oh, we're just gonna smoke more and like play loud music while everybody's like asleep. So, I mean, whatever. What can you do? But I mean, it was fun, and I really didn't plan on going to San Jose, but I mean, I'm glad that I did. And the bunch of people that I was with, like the Indian American guy and the British girl, I met because of the hostel. They were like guests there, and they were like moving on to San Jose, and I was like, I've got nothing better to do, so I might as well just join these people. So
yeah, I feel that I would have probably done the same thing.
Did you like plan the trip with Stas, or did you just, I mean,
kind of like we just started. We got like one flight, and then we just went with the flow, and Stas already was in San Jose de Pacifico, and he liked it so much that I like really, really, really wanted to go again. And then I just like
How long
tanked
was,
along.
how long did you, how long were you guys there when we arrived? I feel like you were there before we were.
Just not that long, just a couple of, I think all in all, maybe we were only there for like 3 nights and stuff for 5 nights.
Oh, that's not bad. I think we were there like Friday. We arrived Friday and we left Saturday, I think.
Oh, damn. It seemed like so much longer.
Wait. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, it's like 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
No, I think you guys were there before us.
Really?
Because I remember coming to the fireplace on the first day, and you guys showed up there.
Oh, yo, with those freaky Americans.
The freaky Americans?
Wait, I think.
I just remember like the Brits made the most the British guy and the British girl
Oh,
had
the
like the most
couple.
impact, the most extroverted personalities, and were
Yo, they were
basically
so
keeping.
fun. Kat and Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, they got engaged like a week after or something.
Oh, really? Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that was so cool. It was so funny because I actually met them. I met them through a friend from New York, and he was like, "Oh, I have like these people from my hostel who are also joining, who are also going to San Jose del Pacifica, and you might want to hang out with them." And so that's how I met them. They're
Yeah,
pretty
you
chill.
definitely do want to hang out with them. Like,
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever like been part of a group that fast just because they had the same stupid humor, and I just like fit in right away.
Those games that they played, like, what was that? The
Doctor, doctor.
Doctor. And Shitheads. That was really good. Like, I taught my brothers how to play Shitheads, and they're like, "This is such a stupid game, we're not playing with you." And I have like four brothers, so like, nobody wants to play with me.
Maybe they just don't like you.
My brother looked at me funny.
It can't be the game, that's the problem. The game is
It's
terrible.
probably. So, when you heard of San Jose del Pacifico, did you know that it was actually associated with like mushrooms? Because I didn't.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's like the people that I knew went there, all went there for shrooms.
Like, I
At
went there
least,
and I
like.
had no idea.
Yeah, no, that's what everyone talked about after going there. Like, no question, because I had a fair amount of people that I knew that already went there, and that was kind of like the first thing they talked about.
I mean, I just thought that it was just like a normal mountain town. And one person said there's like this awesome hostel overlooking like the clouds and shit. And so I was like, I want to go there. And then when I got there, everybody was like, "So when are you gonna take the mushrooms?" I was like, "What mushroom?" But have you taken it before? I mean, prior to going to San Jose.
No, and like without spoiling it, but like the ones that I took, they didn't really work.
Wait,
I was.
so on the day that we were all going to take it, because we took it on the same day. Yeah.
Yeah, just the ones that Stess and I took didn't work. So we basically only saw you guys kind of sober, tripping out.
Because I think we took it like on a Saturday. Like, we arrived and then we spent the night there, and then the next day we were like, "Okay, we're gonna take it today." And I've never really taken it before, so I wasn't expecting anything. Like, I didn't know what to expect. And everybody that we were there with, they were like, "Oh, it doesn't actually work, because we've taken it before and it's not the season, so it's probably not gonna work." And so we're really not expecting anything like fun, like a really good trip. But then before we took it, we went to the town, and I think we saw you guys hiking back up,
Yep,
you and Stas.
that was our first mistake. We went out for breakfast. We had a really, really good breakfast, but that might have been the problem why they also didn't work.
Wait, were you not supposed to do that?
No, like, didn't like the lady that sold them to you like give you all of the advice to drink orange juice and not breakfast and like a whole list of things that you should and shouldn't do?
Oh yeah, shit, I forgot about that. The
And we
lady.
like, yeah, we didn't go to the lady and basically did most of the things that we shouldn't have done. But maybe that also just didn't work, but it probably didn't help.
Yeah,
We
'cause
weren't
like
prepared.
we really didn't eat anything, and then we went to the town to buy some munchies, like orange juice, snacks, chips and everything. And we didn't really eat anything. And so I feel like that's probably why it worked, I think. Wait, so where did you get your mushrooms? Did you drink like the same mushroom tea?
It was a mushroom tea, but it was some other hostel. Like, we just followed like the what people recommended, but somehow I guess we didn't follow the right people. We should have followed you guys. Yeah, we basically just ended up at it. I mean, the place was the hostel was also looked super cool, and the people were really nice, but the stuff just didn't work. That was kind of too bad,
Yeah.
but.
Well, so you took it from a different hostel, and like there was this group before us that took it from the reception, you know, like those little jars that they sell, like when you check in. And they said that it didn't work. And so they took it twice actually. And then we went to the lady and did it like the first time. And then we were all drinking it in like the in the sort of like the terrace right outside of all of our rooms. And then we drank it, and it was kind of disgusting, but like not really, because it was really sweet and it tasted like tea, apart from the fact that some of the mushrooms had like dirt on it. Was, I mean, local delicacy. And then we all finished it. 5 minutes later, I was like, okay, I have to go to the toilet. I really need to pee. So when I was in the toilet, I felt like the walls were kind of moving, because you know how like the bathrooms there were just like not painted? And I felt like there was kind of like, I know it sounds so weird, but like I felt like there was like a dragon coming in at me. And like I felt like the bathroom was kind of like closing down, and then I went out and I found everybody, and I was like, hey guys, I'm like really high. Like, how are you guys feeling? And they're like, yeah, it works. And I felt like we just sat there like watching the clouds for like an hour and a half. I'm not sure, but I feel like that's the time. And then Johnny, like the tall British guy, was like, I think it's a good idea to go hiking in the forest. We just went hiking. And then we actually encountered the same group that were there before us, and they're like, oh, we're gonna drink a third cup because like it's really not working. And then they were like, how are you guys? And then it was just like all six of us, I think, and everybody was like, yeah, we're really high, we're just gonna go for a hike because like we're like really high. And then we went up there. I don't know how far you guys were, because like we reached the spot that we were in when you found us, and I swear it felt like we've been hiking for like hours.
Yeah, no, that was probably like a 15-minute hike.
No, it's not really like not long at all. Yeah,
We
but like
ended up going all the way to the top. Also, it wasn't like kicking in, so we were more motivated to like still just keep going. And then, we reached the top, and then first on our way down, we found you guys. It's like, no, we found you on the way up. And on the way down, you still were at the same spot, and just like
Yeah, we were all really high.
weird. It's weird to see people but have no idea what they're feeling.
I know. Oh shit. Actually, like when I was up there in that spot, I was like, oh my gosh, the earth is moving. So I'm just gonna like take a video of this, because like I felt like I've discovered something. And I took a video of like my shoes with like the earth, quote unquote, breathing. And then I was like, oh, I'm just gonna look at it when I'm not high. And I looked at it when I was not high. I was like, it's just normal dirt. It's like, no. I did not discover anything.
Oh, too bad.
But you remember those massive cactus? I think it's agave. I think.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was agave. Yeah, no, that was it was like from a Disney movie.
I wasn't sure if we were like tripping or anything, or like it was actually like that big.
Yeah, no, they were like actually they looked kind of animated.
Right? It was like, oh, it was awesome actually. I was so pissed I didn't take any photos of like those giant agaves, but I mean, when you're high off your wits, like you don't really think much of anything.
But I feel like your memories of it would be cooler than the photos. Just like in the end, it'll be like the dirt you have on your phone. It's like,
That's true.
it's all right, but.
And you know, like, because I was telling you about this, about Johan, how he's really like rowdy and loud. And
Yeah.
we were kind of worried that he's just going to give us like a bad trip. But actually, he was so like gentle, and he was like really, I don't know, he was just really quiet when he got like really high. And I think it's like difference between like alcohol and, I don't know, like natural psychedelics, I think.
Yeah,
And
I can see that. I mean, the question is what's natural and what isn't natural,
true.
but yeah, like
That's
definitely,
true.
like I mean, like your group, I couldn't even imagine anyone being even a tiny bit aggressive, and you were like one with the plan, so as peaceful
Oh
as
my
can
gosh,
be.
we would love to see what we looked like in those in that little like bubble.
It's not that it wasn't that exciting.
I know.
Just like a group of people hanging out and moving slowly and
Like I
being weird.
swear it felt like really different. Like it felt so exciting like when we were like hiking up there. And then at some point we just got stuck in that like little spot that you found us in. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It was actually pretty great. And it was the first time that I've done magic mushrooms before, so it was actually such a really good trip. And I doubt that I don't even know if I can replicate that.
Yeah, maybe that's like that's your way to go. Just go for it once and then
Did you take it again, like on that same weekend?
I was thinking about it, but then I kind of got a cold and then I heard that it can kind of make you sick if you're already like, 'cause it's pretty exhausting for your brain
Yeah.
to create all these pictures and then I
Yeah.
read up about it and I thought like it's already cool enough here. I don't have to do it just because everyone's doing it
That's
and I'm already
true.
having so much fun with like hanging out with people, eating hot soup, having an
And
amazing
hot
view.
chocolate.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh no, this is just fine without it.
That's
I can
true.
pass up on the opportunity because it's cool enough.
I mean, you're right, it's very exhausting. Actually, like after getting high with magic mushrooms, the next day, a bunch of the people in my group took DMT.
Yeah, I was there.
Right? Did you?
No. I thought. I mean, that's still. Then I would have said it would be stronger than the other ones, or even more exhausting for your brain.
Yeah, I was told that that's what you take to like go see the aliens. And I don't think that's very like I don't think that's very pleasing for me. I don't know. I don't want to see any alien.
They seem to enjoy it for
I
sure.
know, yeah, especially Viraj. Oh, that was so fun. And do you remember Snacky Boy? Were you there when he was there? The dog.
I kinda missed your guys' insider. I kinda then got onto it, but what was it about him?
Well, it was this dog that wouldn't leave this certain dude. His name's Sam, and he was just like pissing him off all the time, and Sam was like pissing him off too, but like in the end they love each other, and that was actually pretty fun. Like a really cute dog man story. It was really nice. Snacky boy.
Hey, we should have made a movie out of that.
Right? Speaking of movies, there's this movie that we watched from Oaxaca to San Jose, and it was about this girl and his white lion. It's like such a terrible movie. It was really bad.
Or was it the bus rides that were bad from Oaxaca to San Jose? Because I think that's like the most exhausting bus ride I've ever been on.
I mean, that was nothing compared to like San Jose to Mazunte. That was intense. Like, the roads were zigzag, and at some point I thought like I was gonna like throw up. It was so terrible.
Yeah, Stas prepared me for that. He said just take some pills beforehand and you'll be all right. And then we were prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't sleep, and it was, especially like all the buses are super small, and me not being that.
And like the thing with those buses,
kind of tight space.
The thing with those buses is like if somebody like throws up, it's like everything's just gonna like air out, and like y'all are just gonna throw up as well. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think they just kick people out of the bus.
But yeah. Oh, remember like when we had dinner, like I think it was like on your last night, and we went to the really weird restaurant with a weird dude.
Oh yeah, no, that dude is, he resembles San Jose de Pacifico.
Yeah. If San Jose was like human, that would be him.
Yeah, we met that guy before, like, and he was like the nicest. And just so funny. I don't know, I can't describe him, but it's like just meeting energy, mm-hmm. and funny energy to the limit. Like,
you know what's funny? Because like we had that dinner, and then the next day we all left to go to Mazunte.
Yeah.
And after that weird bus ride, guess who we saw in Mazunte?
Who was that?
The same dude, like, with that couple that he was with that time. I don't know if you met that couple, but we actually met him the morning before we took the mushrooms, and then he was with this couple from California, I think. And then they were there, I mean, in Mazunte. And then we asked them, how would you be here? Like, we literally just saw you, like, last night in San Jose, and, like, he runs a restaurant. And then he was like, we're supposed to go to a flea market. But somehow we ended up in Mazunte, which is like a 4-hour bus ride.
Oh, but you're not talking about the guy that lived in San Jose, were you?
Wait, the owner of the restaurant?
Yeah.
No, yeah, that one.
Like the guy that was wearing the bucket hat.
Yeah, the bucket hat guy.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. I really would have liked to seen it.
Like, we saw him, like, after that weird bus ride, like, we were all so exhausted and tired. But then we saw him, like, by the beach, and we were like, what are you doing here? And it was like, oh, just, like, follow the road, because, like, we got lost on the way to, like, a flea market, and somehow ended up here, like, 4 hours later. Wouldn't you have realized that you were, like, not going to the flea market at some point? But
that sounds like something that guy would do.
Yeah. But he was fun. Like, we partied with him for, like, a couple of nights in Mazunte.
Oh, damn.
He was really fun, and he always had, like, the best weed and everything. And
I can imagine.
And actually, like, after our weekend in San Jose del Pacifico, we, Viraj and Shona and I, we actually got really sick. I don't know why.
Too many drugs.
Probably. But, like, the three of us, like, got really sick, and we somehow didn't really enjoy Mazunte because, like, I mean, we were sick in bed and it was really hot and sweaty.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And there was, like, no proper, like, doctor in that pueblo. And so we went to Puerto Escondido. Like, what did you do after? Because I remember that you were going to order, I think it was chips and guacamole, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and they didn't come in time.
Yeah, it was really long.
I still dread not eating them.
It was really good. And we tried to, like, bring it up to you.
I know. I appreciated that. It was a nice gesture, but it was too late.
But where were you going?
I was going to Oaxaca, so I basically did the same route as you guys, but reverse. So I was in Mazunte and Puerto Escondido beforehand, and then went over there, which was really crazy because Mazunte is like really hot, almost too hot to sleep, and then you end up there, and it's like it was around Christmas time, and then it's cold, and it just feels like Christmas again, which is kind of crazy, but just because it's so close, but it's so different,
It
the two
is.
places.
It really is. Oh, you're
But
the one who told us to stay in Arquitecto, I think, or
I
is
don't
it
know.
Stas? Didn't you stay in El Arquitecto?
I've no idea. It could be. I don't remember.
It's like that little
But
beachfront hostel with like the bar.
I think I feel like half of the hostels are beachfront hostels with a
Oh, that is
bar.
true. That is very true.
But yeah, I really like Mazunte too, but I thought it was way better than Puerto Escondido. I didn't really enjoy it that much. It was the other places were a lot more authentic, or just had a lot more vibe to them. And the other ones seemed like everything's there to make profits, and the other things were more like people would actually go there if there weren't tourists.
I mean, Mazunte definitely has like a more hippie soul than Puerto Escondido. I feel like Puerto Escondido is just like it's just another like Cancun or something, because it's very
Yeah.
touristy and it's very like overpriced. It's like party every single night, and the booze are definitely like so much more expensive. And I don't know. I feel like I would have liked Mazunte better if I didn't get sick and had to rush into a hospital in Puerto Escondido, but.
Yeah, I could see that. I also like during while I was in San Jose, I also had like this cold, and it kind of does like just strain everything, and especially like Mazunte. Like I had another friend that was getting really sick, and it was crazy. He wasn't able to access money anymore because he there wasn't even an
ATM.
ATM in the whole town, so he was sick and didn't have any money. And then he asked like, "Hey, do you guys have any cash?" Because he was like feeling terrible, and he just needed his own room, and everything was really hot, and it was sad, and he didn't. And then I think he also, after a couple, like one or two nights, just like staying in bed, trying to keep as cool as
Shit.
possible, he also made it to Puerto Escondido.
Yeah, 'cause like there really isn't anything in Mazunte. There's one
No.
in wait, no, not even in Zipolite, there's nothing.
Nope. We checked and looked for ATMs, but the only way to get cash was to buy something at a pharmacy. And at the end of the day, sometimes the pharmacy would allow you to buy something, and they'd give you like cash
Really?
if you would pay with credit card. That was like the only way to get money, which I thought was kind of funny. But also only at the end of the day, because at the beginning of the day, they also wouldn't have any cash.
Oh, well, that is true. Actually, like when we arrived in Pachutla, like the town before you go to Mazunte, we were all going to get money because we knew that we were like advised that there were going to be no ATM in Mazunte and Zipolite. And so we wanted to get cash, but then when we arrived that night, everything was down. Like there was nothing. And the ATMs, like the cell service, everything was like down. And so it was like such a miracle that Viraj and I had like some cash. And so we kind of just like spotted Shauna and Johan. But like if we didn't have any money, I wonder what would have happened to like all four of us that night.
Yeah, it's a struggle there.
It
It's
is. But like, I mean, it was fun, I guess. Like, it's all part of it.
the struggle of not having money for a while. I mean, knowing you
True.
have access to money in some way, like it's not that big of a deal, but still that feeling of damn, if I only would have like $2 in a day, what would I spend it on?
That's true. Oh, do you remember those two Colombian guys named Santiago? Did you meet them?
Maybe. I think, like, maybe briefly.
Oh, because like I met them again in Colombia, in their town, Medellin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun. They're like,
And then they could show you around their
Exactly,
hometown.
like the other guy picked me up from my hostel and he was like, "Do you want to go for a drive?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then we stopped at this little road. It's kind of like a park, but we didn't get out of the car and I was like, "What the fuck are we doing here?" And he was like, "Oh, we're just gonna smoke a little joint." I mean, it was really fun. It was like such a good day. But like, we just stayed in that spot for like an hour because like he was so high like that he couldn't drive. But I was like, I don't want to get into an accident. So like, yeah, let's just stay here.
So that was your Colombia experience.
That was my Colombia experience. Like, I would have wanted more
How
because
locals live there.
that's true. But like, I came to Colombia in like 1st of March and then I had to go back home to the Philippines in like 27th of March. So because of the corona, we
Yep,
caught.
I was in Thailand.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Wait, how did you end up in Thailand? I mean, you just said
Well,
that it was for the internship?
I have an internship in Malaysia,
Mm-hmm.
and I was just on my way over there, but then at some point it was like, yeah, no, it won't work out. Like, nobody's in any office. I can't really start. There's no real way to get me started. So it was like, yeah, I'll go back and try it another time. So I basically ended up hanging out in Thailand at a hostel for like 1.5 weeks with some pretty chill people, and then
I
I
mean,
went back home again.
there are still people there.
Oh yeah, there was like one hostel that, or like there were always fewer and fewer people, and like which started getting people nervous. But the people that were there were like 5 people at a hostel that I was at, and that was just we just hung out most of the time and ate food.
Did you even have like proper Thai food?
Yeah, the good thing was like the two guys running the hostel, they were also really young, and they then often like just took us out or like showed us the places we should go to for actual Thai food,
In
and
Bangkok,
that
yeah?
was pretty cool. Yeah, only there.
Well, we gotta come back. Actually, I think because you're studying, but like, I think my next big trip would be a road trip from like Singapore to like Burma. And
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know if you want to tag along, that would be fun.
Think it's too far in the future to be thinking of road trips. Like,
That's true, you never really know what's gonna happen when
I'll
this
just
all ends.
try. Like, I'll try to get to Asia sometime beginning of next year. I hope that works. That'd be really cool.
I know, because, like, I mean, we can't get into Europe. Like, Americans and Filipinos cannot get into Europe right now.
Yeah, I can see that.
And so, whatever. I'm just gonna like stick it out here for a while, just until
And I mean,
Corona's finished.
just until like
Yeah.
could still be a while.
Do you have any travel plans like in the next coming months or?
Oh no, not really. I don't know. I think I have another couple of 3 months once I finish my. I have no idea. And I think it's not like the best time to travel. I don't know, maybe like a trip in the woods, something more local would be cool or fitting.
Wait, where in Germany are you again?
I'm in the south, Stuttgart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine doing something more local, just a couple of weeks in the woods hiking or something like that. Seems kind of cool now that I think about it. I don't know.
All in all, that was like a pretty fun weekend, I think, that we all had there in San Jose.
It was definitely one of the places where you didn't feel like you have to do anything. You can just hang out.
I know, it was
And that's
super chill.
place to out. It's not like other places where you then like feel like you have to see everything. It's just like you're there, you can just hang out there and nobody expects you to do any sightseeing or anything else. You just
That's
enjoy the
true.
vibe and the people.
I
And yeah, it
know.
also was one of my favorite places for sure.
Do you think you'll ever go back, like, to Mexico?
I don't know. I'll see. There's other places I want to see.
Fairs,
Maybe
yeah.
try to do more local traveling. I think that's also sometimes undervalued, like what cities are actually like right next door. And I mean, if I get to Asia, then I may as well look at some there.
Yeah, and you should definitely like hit me up if I'm here. I mean, we never
a
know, but
quick drop by in the Philippines.
yeah, just say hey. Just like, and the customs officer would be like, "Hey, I'm visiting my friend Danny," and they'd be like, "Who the fuck?" Thank you so much for joining me on this episode.
Thanks for having me and bringing back the memories.
I know, it was really fun, and I definitely would love to do it again. It's definitely not going to be the same high, but hopefully it's better for you. Fingers
I mean, I'd
crossed.
also just be happy just hanging out again.
True that.
You can't force that great experience from what I've heard.
No,
Keep
it's
expectations low and then you overwhelm.
exactly. Should be really like unexpected.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Thanks
Miles.
for giving me
Wait,
something to
where
do.
can we find you? Like, do you have Instagram or social media?
I do use the gram every once in a while. I post like one picture every half year. But I'll put effort into that picture.
I link up your Instagram on the description box, so if you guys want to follow Miles, that would be really great. And obviously, I'll post all of my details on the description box as well. And thank you, Miles. Dankeschön. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Ja, danke. Cool, dass ich da war.
Wait,
Und beim
what?
nächsten Mal. Cool that I got to be here and see you the next time.
Okay. Auf Wiedersehen.
Adios.
My German is so bad. Bye.
Bye.